So welcome in Dave in Waterford. Hi, Dave. What's the story of your adult temper tantrum?
Yeah, I'd say years ago, so I was 25, and it just stands out to me. I blew up on my dad. We were getting ready to go to a Rolling Stones concert that day down in Indiana. I'm all excited. We're going to party. We're going to have a great time. And dad wouldn't let me bring the backboards with cornhole. So I blew up on him, and I wasn't going to go to the show because I couldn't bring the beanbag boards.
You were going to miss the Rolling Stones, one of the greatest bands of our time ever.
Look,
because you couldn't play cornhole in the parking lot before then, before the concert.
Tailgating is serious in Wisconsin.
I understand it.
And he's going to bring that seriousness to Indiana to pregame before the Stones.
I don't ever remember blowing up on anybody like that as long as I've been alive.
Okay, so what happened? Did you bring the bags or did you not go to the show?
Went to the show. I didn't bring the bags, and needless to say, we were in the parking lot wishing we had the bags. But
why didn't he want the bags? Just because of
he didn't want to deal with it?
A packing situation.
No, we were bringing a camper and stuff. I think it was just a power trip
over cornhole,
right?
A power trip for my pops.
Oh man!
And Dave,
amazing.
How was the Rolling Stones? How was the show?
So good, right?
Oh, it was epic.
So I'm glad that you went and didn't pout at home playing cornhole by yourself.
Can you imagine?
Not going to the show.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I'm a father of two kids, and if they want to bring backboards, well, they're already going to be loaded up.
Okay. That's an outstanding story, Dave. Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's go to Denny, who's somewhere in Wisconsin. He's not from here, but he's in our state. Welcome,
right.
Denny. Welcome. What's what's your story of an adult temper tantrum? Was it you?
Well, it was me. I travel all over the United States for work.
Clearly.
And I was on our way home, my wife and I, and for the holiday. And her car was with us at the time, and she needed to get it home. So I rented a trailer behind my pickup, loaded a car. We were on our way home. And I got up going through Indiana and got behind a semi in the left lane. And I followed this truck for 11 miles. And he would not get over doing 64 mile an hour.
Yeah.
We've all been stuck behind somebody, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
We've all been there, yeah.
So my MO is usually I can get up and around him. And then whenever I get up alongside him, I give him a little wheel jerk, you know?
Yeah.
Who doesn't love the old wheel jerk,
right?
To show you how bad you are?
Wheel jerk.
Yeah.
So there was about four cars behind him, and they wasn't going and getting around him whenever there was a chance. So I've seen a chance, so I laid into it. I come up around him doing about 102.
Yep.
I had the trailer on the back, and I knew it was there, but I kind of misjudged my wheel jerk because it made the trailer sway a lot more than I
had
ever.
Sure. Yeah.
So what happened is I'm looking in the mirror, I give the wheel jerk, and the trailer goes over, hits the semi truck in the front tire.
Uh-oh.
Things are flying all over the place. My wife is ready to just kill me then and there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I go out around him, get in front of him, and she's like, "Are you going to pull over?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, that would be the right thing to do." So I'm waiting for the next exit because it is packed with cars. I didn't want to pull over to the side of the road. So about 5 miles goes by, and I slowed down and let the guy catch up to me. He's still on the left lane. And I rolled down my window, and I motioned to go, and he wouldn't even look my way.
Mm-hmm. Does he want to look you in the eye?
Because a wheel jerk.
Right?
The wheel jerk, yeah. So I let him get in front of me, and sure enough, he puts on his turn signal to get off that exit. I'm like, perfect. So pull over and get pulled, stop. My wife's like, "Take your gun with you." I'm like,
"Oh,
it is a road rage incident. I am not taking my gun."
I already wheel jerked. Well, I don't need to escalate things.
That's pretty good on you, Denny, because you can't like do that stuff as much anymore because you don't know who's got a short fuse and who's carrying.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are. So yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I took my chances, and I walk up to the truck. And the guy's not in the truck. Well, nobody in the driver's seat. And so I knocked on the door, and this big guy pulls the curtain over, looks out, and I'm like, oh, I'm done. He's back there getting a baseball bat, or he's gone. He's just going to come out and take care of me right here on the side of the road. He reaches over, rolls down to one, and he says, yeah. And I said, I'm the one who hit you. He's like, yeah, I know you're the one who hit me. I said, well, can you come out? Let's go look at the damage. And he gets out. Long story short, there was really no damage done to his truck other than his lug nut covers were missing.
Ah, not the lug covers.
And no damage to my stuff. We got talking, and he was having a really bad day. His grandmother had just passed away a couple of days before. I was having a bad day, and we both realized that, you know what, we were both being about it.
Yeah.
And
now you guys send each other Christmas cards every year.
You have them over for dinner.
You know what? We didn't go that far, but the turnout, he's a heck of a nice guy. We shook hands, gave each other hugs, and I flipped him a 20 for, you know, $8 worth of lug nut covers, and
yeah.
On our merry way.
Had any other wheel jerks ended up in a hug before this?
Well,
you know what? I got lucky. I got lucky because that was not the thing to do.
Yeah, that's a happy ending to that. That could be a tense, very tense situation
right?
There, Denny. Appreciate the phone call, man.
Thanks, Denny.
Thanks. Yeah.